plan. So if you've got fleas in your environment, if you don't, you want to pay attention because you don't want them coming in for the winter, and how to deal with them without chemicals. If you have an animal medical care question and would like to talk to Dr. Al, our phone lines are open, along with all our giveaways in the prize closet. Local number 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington, 888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And Animal World continues Vet Sunday. Dr. Al Pluckner straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World has been brought to you by Canada Pet Foods. Superior quality in every bag and can.
You're listening to Martha Norwalk's Animal World right here on your alternative talk station, 1150 AM, KKNW, Seattle.
Hi, this is Martha with another Animal World tip. With the warmer weather coming, something I'm sure we'd all rather not think about, fleas. But if you want to keep fleas off your animal friends and out of your house, and if you'd prefer to do that holistically with all natural stuff rather than with toxic chemicals, now is the time to get prepared and start paying attention. The good news is, it's not difficult or majorly time-consuming to keep your animals and living environment flea-free, naturally. But you do need to know what you're doing, and there are four steps involved for complete success. Step one is preventative and involves making your dog or cat friend unattractive to fleas. Fleas are not attracted to healthy animals. They like animals that are unhealthy and physically out of balance, and one of the most important factors keeping your animals healthy is what you feed them. I recommend you start by feeding the highest quality, all-natural diet you can. This can consist of processed, dry and or canned, dehydrated, home-cooked, raw, or a combination of several of these types of food. Whatever you choose to feed, I suggest you add the Missing Link supplement to provide what's missing in the foods themselves, especially the omega-3 and 6 oils, essential for healthy skin. For critical flea months, say May through October or November, you can add a supplement to your dog or cat's food to help repel fleas. Bodyguard, a yeast and sulfur formula, and Vetline, yeast and garlic, are two products that I have found to be successful. Some animals may require additional supplementation to be healthy, like antioxidants, probiotics, or digestive enzymes. A good holistic veterinarian can help you get this right. The better you feed your animal friends, the healthier and less attractive to fleas they're going to be. Step two is to get rid of fleas on your animals and then keep them off. At this time of year, unless your situation is an unusual exception, you have no fleas on your animals yet. So right now, this step is all about paying attention and prevention, so the fleas don't get a jump on you and get established in your home and yard. If you allow your animals to leave your environment or take them off your property, especially if it's to a potential flea area, like a dog park, it's a good idea to spritz them with a natural herbal flea repellent spray. My favorites are products made with erigeron, also known as fleabane or neem. You can get these products from holistic vets or naturally inclined pet stores. I spritz Annie Golden Retriever before we go to a questionable area, and sometimes again before we come home. During flea season, which begins any time now, it's a good idea to do your regular flea checks on all your animals. Running a flea comb through your dog or cat's fur is one way to check. Comb down the middle of their back, be sure to comb around the base of their tail and also around their neck and chin. Another way is to roll them over and check their bellies, watching for fleas. For dogs with heavy coats, too thick for a flea comb, have them stand up, facing the same direction you are. Stand over them, and starting at the base of the tail, run your thumbs backwards through the fur, up the back to the neck, looking for running fleas or flea dirt. Flea dirt is tiny black specks made of dried blood. If you suspect you found some flea dirt, crush it on a wet paper towel. If it turns red, it's flea dirt. Time for a thorough flea combing. Remember to have a bowl of soapy water ready to dump any fleas you find into. Repeat this once, or preferably twice a day, until the fleas are gone. You might prefer to bathe your animal friend to kill fleas instead of combing. No need to use flea shampoo with insecticide. Any mild shampoo will kill fleas if you leave the lather on the animal for 2 to 3 minutes. Be sure to supervise and do not allow your animal friend to lick any of the shampoo. Step 3 is to get rid of fleas in your house and keep them out. If by chance you're an exception and have fleas in your house now or in the future, my first choice to get rid of them is Fleago, a safe powder you sprinkle on floors and fabric that dehydrates the fleas. It's available at any good pet store. If you do not have any fleas in your house now, just follow the rest of my 4-step flea program and you won't get any. Step 4 is to get rid of fleas in your yard, and this is probably the most important step of all. Keeping your outdoor environment free of fleas is truly the key to keeping fleas out of your house and off your animals. Now, you only need to do this step if you had fleas on your animal friends last year. If you did, then it's critically important to spray your yard with beneficial predatory nematodes. That's beneficial predatory nematodes. They are microscopic living creatures that eat the larva of fleas. They also do crane flies. They come in suspended animation, so to speak, and come alive when you mix them with water and spray the grassy and dirt areas around your house and yard. Because these nematodes are alive, you must wait to spray until the outdoor temperature is consistently above 50 to 55 degrees. Spray just before a rainfall or in the morning or evening and water them in well. They last about 6 to 8 weeks, and if you've had a serious flea infestation recently, you may need to spray twice the first year. The good news here is that once you get those fleas out of your outdoor environment and you practice step 1 and 2, you won't have to spray the nematodes every year. By the way, you can buy the nematodes at garden supply stores, some pet stores, and feed and grain stores. I know you may be thinking how much easier it is to use what I call the chemical quick fixes, like the liquid spot-on products, pills, or injections. And you absolutely can do that. It's your choice. But it is my opinion that these products can be dangerous to both our animal friends and our environment. And I think if you knew what I know, you wouldn't use them. Okay, so there you have it, Martha's 4-step flea prevention program. And if you need more detailed help or clarification, call me, because Animal World will be right back.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts robbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy, what if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And just in case you can't listen to the whole show or want to listen to something again or want to share an hour of the show with somebody you know, we now archive the shows on the Animal World website. So if you go to MarthaNorwalk.com, just hang on the home page. There is a link on the home page to our audio archives, and that's where you will find the shows to listen to. It is the first Sunday of the month. That means Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner. He's the author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and the compendium of articles, Endocrine Immune Mechanisms in Animals and Human Health Implications. He is with us here for the rest of the show, and we are happy to take your phone calls anytime if you have animal or human medical care questions related. Your animal medical care questions can be about anything. And the phone lines are open, as well as the prize closet. We have copies of Dr. Al's book, Pets at Risk. We have copies of Ann Martin's book, Food Pets Die For. And we have some Wagon Tails liver cookies. Phone numbers, local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington, 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. And our email address while we're on the air, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, Dr. Al.
Yes.
In addition to taking care of wildlife and making wine and growing grapes, you were also being a veterinarian down there all this
time.
Yeah,
I was trying to be a veterinarian. Where I was set up, I wasn't in the coastal zone, but, you know, the environmentalists wanted to put a public trail right through my creek bottom, and so that was a 7-year battle. I'll actually send you an attachment on it, because it took 7 years to get this thing done, and realistically set a precedent for wildlife over recreation in the state of California in the coastal zone. So, yeah, I've been involved with a few major projects.
Wow, yeah, yeah. Well, what led you to the book and Pets at Risk is, as a veterinarian, you also were not just going to go with the mainstream.
Mainstream did not work. And if I was happy to heal my wallet, I would have stayed there. But I was more interested in healing my patients. So it basically caused me to go out and search and, you know, detect why things work, why they didn't work, what was really going on. And in essence, you know, I think modern medicine here is treating the effects of everything. Well, this is the effect. Yeah, we'll treat this effect. That's all good and fine. And it's not to say don't do that. But let's go to the cause. Let's identify the cause. So I basically have identified the cause of cancer in people and animals. And the frustration is getting out. So what I've done is my web guy is going to put all the compendium articles under different categories on the website. Because I didn't realize with Google, if you don't have certain keywords, cancer, allergy, irritable bowel syndrome, fertility problems, etc., you don't get hits on it. So when people go ahead and they put that in for cancer, they never get into these articles. So the fact that here it is, I mean, it's very simple mechanism, as you know.
Right. Well, so what you're talking about is you basically discovered a basic endocrine immune imbalance that you feel pretty much underlies most chronic disease and illness in dogs, cats, horses, and humans.
Absolutely.
Is that a
fair
statement?
Exactly. And I've done with physicians and veterinarians throughout the world now, I've probably done 150,000 cases. So it's not a... And it will, some people say, well, gee, I'd like to get involved with your research or your experiments. They're not. This is the cause. This is how you identify it. And then you either have a health care professional that will look at factual results in a comparative test and act upon them, or we find somebody that will. And, you know, I've got a gal now, as I mentioned to you, 30-some-odd years ago, I'd worked on her dogs, got her dogs straight. She, unfortunately, had breast cancer, had a breast removed. Had her axillary lymph nodes taken out, and did the same test on her, same laboratory, same imbalances that each cancer patient really has, and was able to get her physician, talk to her physician, get Carolyn on the hormone replacement, so on and so forth, and one other thing to keep her male hormone from being turned into estrogen. And it's been 30 years now, and she's alive.
Wow.
I did this with my mother. When I was in vet school, and I was looking at stuff like this. Mm-hmm. And my mom had a rat. Well, I came home as a sophomore with UC Davis, and she, my mom, had been following a mobile cancer truck around. She had a lump in her breast. I had her in surgery tomorrow, the next day.
Wow.
And it was, they did at that time, it was cancer. They did a radical, did the axillary, the whole bit. At that time, her cousin, my second cousin, was the assistant director, medical director of the City of Hope. And so got this thing done, went through. They did her adrenals. They radiated her ovaries to get rid of the estrogen, the whole bit. And unfortunately, she had to take two types of replacement steroid, and she started to decalcify. And she could sit in bed and cough and fracture ribs and everything else.
Oh.
So at that time, and this is Jiminy Christmas, this is 1964, and I talked to the City of Hope and talked to her physician and said, you know, it's funny because with high estrogen, real low estrogen, for some reason, it looks like thyroid's got to be involved with this. So put her on, they agreed to put her on a thyroid supplement, and within about 3 to 4 months, she had recalcified, and she finally perished at 88 years of age. And she just basically went to sleep one day.
Right. So she survived the cancer and all.
Yeah,
now, that's very interesting.
50.
We've got to take care of our advertisers and sponsors here. So let's talk about this some more when we continue, because that was very interesting. Because you mentioned that she could cough and fracture a bone.
Absolutely.
So there certainly are a lot of people out there with arthritic conditions, but osteoporosis and that sort of thing. And somewhere in that story, you mentioned her going on the proper medication and recalcifying.
Exactly. And we can talk about osteoporosis.
Yeah, and I don't think a lot of people know that that's possible. So let's talk about our osteoporosis and arthritis a little bit and this endocrine immune imbalance when we get back. And folks, if you have an animal or human medical care question for Dr. Al Pluckner, give us a call, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created The Missing Link. Now, they start with human-grade, all-whole, natural, raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friends' food, add in the missing link, a little cool water to mix it up, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes and the raw ingredients, the fiber. The missing link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a missing link formula specifically for dogs, so there's one for cats. There's a vegetarian formula you can feed to both your dogs and cats and to other little critters like house rabbits and guinea pigs, hamsters, the like. There is a bird formula and a horse formula, and missing link plus with glucosamine for connective tissue and joint support in a dog and horse formula. So ask for the missing link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or go directly to Designing Health. You can give them a call at 800-774-7387. That's 1-800-774-7387. Or visit them online, www.designinghealth.com, and tell them Martha Norwalk sent you.
Music, the stuff of creation.
What a powerful tool for healing, inspiring, and connecting us to Source.
And to each other. We'll talk about it. We'll play it.
We'll have a lively discussion with guests who are doing it.
So join us Monday and Wednesdays at 7 p.m.
Saturday mornings at 11.
Tune in to Living Music Radio on KKNW 1150 AM or livingmusicradio.com.
Moss Cafe is the area's first fresh food pet store to make our own foods for dogs and cats. We certainly can create menus for various exotic animals. We'll also customize recipes for animals that suffer from specific conditions like allergies. We also have an indoor training area. We use that for training classes. We use it for talks on nutrition. We use it for a daycare during the day. And we have a puppy play session on Saturday mornings. We're open now in Redmond, or visit us online at pawscafe.com.
Good news, Belgium. We're streamed worldwide at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Martha Norwalk, and we'll say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. I hope you do it every Sunday morning. We're here 9 a.m. to noon right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You might as well just snug on in and be comfortable because the sun isn't coming out till we're done. I understand it'll be out at noon. So you might as well listen to Animal World. Now, of course, you could be driving up to Equine Rescue Association. Well, you actually probably don't have to leave till noon because it doesn't start till 1 o'clock. But it's Hug a Horse Day up there. Pony pictures, pony rides, all that good stuff. All right, Dr. Al.
Yes.
We have been talking about your book, Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. Also, this basic endocrine immune imbalance that you have discovered also applies to humans, as
Absolutely.
Well as dogs, cats, and horses. And before the break, we were talking a bit about osteoporosis. And so you were talking about your mom having cancer, that you had her tested. Apparently she did have this imbalance, but there was a point in her life where she had her osteoporosis was so bad that you said she could just cough and break a bone.
Exactly. And that was what it was. She was on two types of cortisone replacement for mineral sodium, potassium, and the other major one. And one of the problems with that is, without using thyroid in a person or a dog, for example, on ongoing steroids, in 24 hours, that amount is not broken down. So you go from a physiological replacement so that if it isn't broken down in 24 hours, what occurs is 3-4 weeks down the road, you have a pharmacological level with all kinds of side effects.
Wait a minute. So is that why steroids or cortisone have developed such a bad reputation?
Exactly, because they do not know how to use them.
Okay, so they really, you know, when people say cortisone or steroids are bad, they don't at the same time tell us that it is a hormone that is normal. We have to have it in our bodies to be
true.
In balance.
We have to have 30 to 35 units somewhere in that range every single day.
So in and of itself,
things happen.
Yeah, in and of itself, cortisone's not bad. It's a normal, cortisol's a normal hormone we need. But
exactly,
when
we need it, but they don't know how to use it, and they don't realize that you
as a medication.
Well, like I think the gals on, you know, that were on Premarin, they were not on thyroid, and I'm not sure they needed the estrogen anyway, but what happened was there was Premarin in 24 hours, another 48 hours more Premarin because it wasn't being broken down, the thyroid wasn't being paid attention to, and the liver wasn't functioning as well as it should to break this stuff down, and so 3 months down the road they had uterine cancer, breast cancer. Cancer.
And you're saying that's because they couldn't metabolize the Premarin
exactly.
effectively.
Exactly. That's what you do.
And that's why we get a long-term negative side effect with steroid or cortisone therapy. You're saying is because the body doesn't metabolize it or get rid of it.
Right, the estrogen binds to the thyroid.
And so you get a buildup and then a long-term side effect.
Well, and then that's with vaccines, too, when there's an imbalance like that. I've got articles on the I've got two new books coming out, actually, and then a medical dictionary for the pet owners that are just about, everything's being edited right now, and I will send you copies of all this stuff. But with osteoporosis, which is... There's what happens is with the imbalance, one of the immune cells doesn't produce proper antibody. They're deregulated. They'll turn against the body. They'll hurt the body. But with that antibody production dropping, particularly in the gut, at a certain level, people and animals cannot absorb anything through the gut. And so calcium supplements, a whole bit, can't happen. And if
you can take them, but your body won't absorb them.
It goes one in and out the other.
Oh, okay. And so for long-term cortisone or steroid therapy, you're saying that the individual needs to take a thyroid supplement as well, and that's what helps them then metabolize the cortisone?
Right. And in people, you take the active thyroid T3 and the storage thyroid T4.
Mm-hmm.
In dogs, you only take T4, and in horses, often you can use thyroid only, and it kicks up the metabolism of the adrenals, and you don't need to use steroids. Hmm. Well, you know, a prime example of this would be Carvel Tekeard. Dr. Tekeard was a gentleman who started the American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association.
Yeah, we've had him on the air here a couple of times.
Well, and his, you know, he actually, his wife was so osteoporotic that even on cushions in the car, she would fracture. And so Carvel went ahead and did the blood test on himself and on his wife and found that, yeah, there's a cortisol imbalance, there's high estrogen, and that antibody in the gut was very, very low. And so he started on the replacement therapy with thyroid, and within about 3 months, he was able to drive around, do the whole thing.
Right.
I mean, it is what it is. And as I say, this chapter I have in the new book really, really goes into this. And all I'm trying to do is I want to share it with people, not forget selling books. I want to get the information on the web, if we can, the Internet, so that, you know, millions of people can look at this and start going after the cause while their healthcare professionals are still treating the effects.
Well, because what you're saying is really significant, because if you're saying that if there are folks out there that have serious osteoporosis, that can be reversed.
It can be reversed, but the thing is, many times, even with the steroid replacement, with a low mucous membrane antibody, they can absorb that, and in many of the animal and human patients, you need basically to go to an injection. The physician will do an or vet will do an injection, a short-acting, long-acting, to bypass the gut. You know, and you see, I mean, there's so many things going on. I'm working with a family now back in Michigan that's actually doing the third forward. I've got two forwards, three forwards that we're going to have in the new books. And her physician had put her children, babies, on a thyroid supplement. And I talked with her other physician and had her check. The little girl, 7 years old, is only 3 feet tall. And so talked to her physician about this and said, you know, I had mom.
Well, now, so said 7 years, I'm trying to say 7 years old, a 7 year old human child.
Yeah, and only 3 feet tall.
That's pretty short for a 7 year old.
Very, 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 very short.
Okay.
And I had mom take the heart rate when the child was asleep, and it was like 98, which is way too high. So I talked to the physician.
98? That's really high.
Yeah, is there any way that we can cut that, basically, the thyroid in half? He said, well, yeah. He's getting more familiar because I've worked with him with both the mom and dad, and they're both doing great.
So did this child have the endocrine immune imbalance?
The thing is, nobody's ever done this in children, and nobody could identify, and the imbalance had not been checked for.
Because you've developed a basic blood test. It's just a simple blood test panel. We call it an EI1.
Sure, exactly.
That diagnoses this imbalance in dogs, cats, horses, or humans.
Yeah, and what happened with the baby is what happened was in reducing the thyroid to half, it's been 4 weeks now, and guess what? She's grown a whole inch.
Wow. So this is going on right now.
Oh, yeah, this is happening right now. And they're actually, as a family, they're actually doing, because I did their dogs first, and then they went, oh, my goodness, we've got the same things. I've been sick my whole life, and now everybody's better. So they're doing a forward for me on the entire family for the book.
Wow.
And then Jim Simpson, who I'd introduced to this many, many years ago, is doing the first forward, and then I've got a physician who's basically her office manager had a thing called giant cell lymphoma, which is terminal, and got him going on this stuff, and this is 5 years, actually it's been 5-6 years, and last July they got married, which is great. So she's written a second forward, just so people realize, you know, this is a real cause, and you got to look at it. But my frustration, Martha, outside of yourself, which I really appreciate being on the program, how do you get the darn thing out? I don't want people to have to buy my book to learn this. That's why it's going on the Internet, where they can read it, do the whole thing, and not cost them a cent. Need to get the information out.
Yeah, well, it's amazing to me that when you take the time to actually read what you've written, you know, the Pets at Risk book about our animal friends and then the human articles, the basic concept of this endocrine immune imbalance is really very simple and makes very logical sense.
Yeah, and you know, it is simple, and you know, it works, but... You know,
there certainly are a lot of close-minded doctors and veterinarians out there that won't even look at it.
Well, it's called ignorance with an attitude. And then when you get into the, and I've told you this before. My hope has been that I'm a plain rap clinician. I'm no more, no less. And I don't know as much as the rest of them. I don't think, but I think I care more. And all I hope for is to have some great medical mind look at this, going, "Hey, this is really super stuff. You know, let me work with it, we'll prove it," so on and so forth. But the academia won't accept it. But I say to them now, "Hey, you know what? You have statistics. I've got live patients. So I don't think we need to talk until you're really interested." So yeah. I guess I have chips on both my shoulders, huh?
Well,
I'm frustrated just because it works so well, and you've seen it work. And there's just
absolutely.
So many...
Saved the life of my horse. Gave him like 5 years of life that he would not have had. Has solved all kinds of problems with my Abyssinian cats, and of course with my golden retriever, that a rescue with severe physical and behavior problems. It was the answer to all of her stuff. And of course, since we've been featuring you on the show for the last, boy, you know, it'll be 6 years the first Sunday in December.
Wow, that's amazing.
You know, we've got, you know, a lot of cases going on up in this area, and a number of vets now that are familiar with how to do the testing and the treatment and the protocol. And of course, you consult and will advise anyone
Absolutely.
That is interested. So that makes it pretty easy. But it's amazing to me that you've known about this for, you know, probably more than 40 years now.
Correct.
But still the majority of people and medical practitioners don't know about this.
Exactly.
It's a concept that basically has been missing.
Well, and the other end of the stick is I've had a nice call from the scientific editor for the American Holistic Veterinary Association, Dr. Palmquist, great guy, and one of his clients had an FIP cat and looked at the web and had Dr. Palmquist call me.
Okay, well, that's before you go on. Yeah, FIP, this is a cat. FIP, what is that? Feline infectious
peritonitis? It's a virus. There are feline leukemia and there's the AIDS virus, the three of them. When they go and cause a disease in a cat, it's because the cat has the imbalance.
Oh, so you're saying that if a cat does not have this imbalance, they can be exposed to those viruses and not be affected?
Exactly, and that's why the vaccines are very questionable, because the patients that have the imbalance, the vaccines can't protect because they won't make proper protective antibodies. The ones that won't get it, the vaccine is questionable. Maybe the only use of the vaccine is to cut down on the natural a population of the virus, okay? And so what happened with this little guy's like 4.5 months old, and it was neurological. And often when it goes that far, I've had 70 cats out of 100 live the rest of their lives normally with proper hormone therapy. And it's interesting.
Well, an FIP, if it's an active infection and a cat has symptoms, it's general veterinary medicine considers that fatal, correct?
They actually put them to sleep. So what I've done with Dr. Palmquist is...
Now, is this a recent case or a current case going on?
This is happening right now.
Oh, okay. So this is what, you said a young cat?
Yeah, it's a 4.5-month-old cat that
has an active infection of FIP.
Absolutely.
And you said something about neurological side effects. So does that mean that as this disease progresses...
Yeah, you can get neurological signs that you can't correct. And so this little guy has had it.
So what are we talking about? What kind of neurological symptoms are you talking about?
Well, staggering... inability to swallow the whole bit.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
This vet is
so
an
this
integrative...
cat already has those horrible symptoms.
Yeah, and this is an integrative veterinarian, real great guy, open-minded, so on and so forth. And so he's trying the therapy, they've done the stuff, And, you know,
so that means with a cat, cats would get cortisone.
Probably an injectable
form.
To bypass the gut.
Okay.
To make sure they get it.
And then also thyroid when they have FIP. Okay.
Yeah, twice a day.
So,
and
this,
so it's been,
this kid
it's been
is
5 days now, and the cat is eating, walking better. The owner had him on the bed and went into the kitchen or something, and the cat jumped off the bed, kitten,
uh-huh.
and was over drinking water. And so this doctor wants me to do an article with him. And I tell him this is a tough case to begin with. Because
now, where is he located?
He's in Southern California in Inglewood.
Oh, okay. But apparently the owner of this kitten with FIP did some searching and found
on the website
on the web and found you and your website and found out about this imbalance and then asked their veterinarian to see if to pursue it to save their cat.
Exactly. And this is what's happened. I mean, even with when I did all the dog foods, the Nature's Recipe, all this stuff, we went to the general public that needed that,
mm-hmm.
and they would then go to their veterinarians. And like with this kind of work, they can look at the website, they can download some things, they can take it to their veterinarian or physician to see if, just do a simple blood test. Nobody's asking you to act upon it. Do the test in these conditions and see if it's there. And if it is there, I'll do whatever I can to consult and make suggestions, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Very simple, very straightforward. Real quick, Martha, I had the one time I had to go to small claims court.
Yeah.
I took my son with me, and it was a cat that had FIP.
Oh, you mean somebody was suing you?
They were suing me.
Okay.
And what they did was, if you believe this, this great old cat, Ralph, was just the neatest cat in the world. Had treated him for FIP for 7 years. He's doing great.
Oh, meaning the cat had come to you with an FIP infection.
Exactly.
You tested him and he had this imbalance.
Absolutely. We corrected
the imbalance.
So
you corrected the imbalance and he was on hormone replacement therapy and he had been alive and well and symptom free for 7 years?
For 7 years, doing absolutely great.
Okay.
And unfortunately, one of my ex-partners,
this would be another veterinarian?
Veterinarians, yeah. Saw the cat and said, I wasn't there for vaccines or something, and she told him the story of this, and the vet said, oh, my goodness, that's a fatal disease. He should not have been treating the cat.
And well, the cat's been alive and well for 7 years.
She put Ralph to sleep.
No.
She killed him, yeah. And then what happened was,
because the vet said you shouldn't be treating it?
Yeah, because it's a fatal disease. There's no hope, and I shouldn't be doing this. After 7 years...
Oh.
So they took me to small claims court, and she had a pharmacist from UCLA there stating, oh, you just can't use steroids in people. Oh, it's so harmful. And I had my pet allergy book. So this is probably 1987. I took my son with me, who was managing my hospital, just to show him the justice system.
Yeah.
And the kooks that, you know, sometimes are involved with bringing innocent people in. And the judge threw the thing out of court. And I was trying to be gentle with the woman and not say, you know what, you killed an innocent cat. And Ralph was a wonderful cat. So these have been some of my experiences. So, I hope the listeners realize where I'm coming from. Do care. But, boy, you worry about this. And, you know, I've got a high profile that everybody's shooting at. I'm not sure why, because you don't have to treat the animal. But you basically are a person, but you should look at the mechanism to see if it is there. And if you don't want to treat it, we'll find somebody that will. So, yeah, what a sad story, huh?
Well, yeah, it just doesn't even make any logical sense.
I mean,
I can't imagine an owner taking a cat that's been healthy and fine for 7 years and taking a veterinarian's word for it that it shouldn't be treated and putting it down. That just doesn't.
Well, and then what she was
I'm not
suing
surprised
me for,
it was thrown out of court. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, what she was suing me for was all the past medication that I'd given the poor little guy. What a shame. I mean, what a heartbreak.
Yeah.
But yeah, these are some of the extremes that you see and you go through and you stick your neck out for and many times get it chopped off.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, for anyone that's listening that doesn't know what this imbalance is all about, why don't we review it quickly? Because you started out, well, you started out when you were in school before you were even a veterinarian because you talked about your mom. So you really started looking at these kind of endocrine immune imbalances with humans. But then you got out of vet school and working with patients, especially dogs. Didn't you start by seeing a lot of skin problems and allergies and that sort of thing?
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
And the standard treatment, of course, for hot spots and skin problems was give them cortisone.
Yeah,
and
then
an anti-inflammatory. Yeah, but don't
you kind of wonder how
long.
Come cortisone is working so well. Maybe since it's a natural secretion, could it be that these animals are deficient?
That's the question you asked that most other doctors don't.
Then I started looking, and I found that and sometimes you'll have a tremendous amount of cortisone, but it's not working. So I started figuring out what cortisone really does, and there seems to be a feedback to the pituitary, so that if your cortisone works well and the liver breaks it down, then the gland above it saying, give me some more, and up it comes. It's kind of a teeter-totter effect, which is great. Well, what happens then, if the cortisone isn't working or it's bound or deficient, what else happens? Well, it turns out the only other layer in the body is in the adrenal gland, and that's where your estrogen and male hormones come from. And you go, okay, well, what does that do? And you find that estrogen causes inflammation of all the lining of arteries, hot flashes, all kinds of crazy things.
So
it binds thyroid, so it protects itself.
But this is estrogen made by the adrenal glands.
Exactly. And
so
not
by ovaries.
Exactly.
Why men or spayed or neutered individuals can have this imbalance, because it doesn't have anything to do with...
Absolutely, and people too. But the thing is, in people and in our society here for animals, one, they're not... Our vets are not, or our laboratories are measuring only one type of estrogen called estradiol, and the MDs, for the most part, are measuring three ovarian hormones. So when a gal is perimenopausal, postmenopausal, and one of those estrogens drop, they go, oh, my gosh, you need an estrogen supplement. Whoa, you didn't measure adrenal estrogen. You did not measure plant estrogen, phytoestrogens from soybeans and things. You did not measure the possibility of plastic being producing estrogen called xenoestrogens. And so all of a sudden, here we go and take this hormone and, don't worry, the thyroid's fine because we've measured it and we know that the hormones are there. But they don't know whether, in fact, you can utilize it. This is where salivary tests were developed. This is where 42 years ago, I developed the first 24-hour urine test for animals. Mm-hmm. And what I was looking for, Martha, was comparing. In the urine, you get active cortisone. Mm-hmm. In the blood, you don't know what you have. It could be bound. And so I was doing these 24-hour urine samples and found that, hey, it doesn't matter how much cortisone is in the blood, because the active cortisone is in the urine. You compare it, and you find, hey, it's bound. It's not working.
Hmm.
So I've gone to comparative levels as opposed to empirical levels with people, so on and so forth. And when I lectured to the Barnes MD Research Foundation 2 years in a row, all the MDs came up to me and said, we can't count on lab tests because they don't mean anything. And, the blood's not handled correctly. The wrong tests are done. They're incomplete tests. So, this is why cancer, autoimmunity has fallen through the cracks, because the proper tests are not being done, the proper medication is not being given for the cause, and only the effects, either excision, radiation, chemo, which is all good and fine, but go to the cause. And then you wonder, after you've been through the ordeal with your pet or yourself, why the situation may reoccur. Well, because the cause was never identified.
Yeah. Wow.
No, it's heavy stuff. But how do you get it out? It's very difficult.
Well, it explains a lot for there's so many people walking around with symptoms of a low thyroid. And,
right.
And you can take the temperatures are low and heart rates are low and they have all of the classic symptoms, but yet when their blood is drawn and the thyroid's tested, they test normal.
Yeah,
so that's what you're saying is that.
Yeah, their estrogen. Their estrogen binds both types of active and bound, restorative thyroid. And when the cortisol is down, you don't get transference from your storage to active thyroid. And the interesting thing is when what people can do, and this is probably going to foul everybody up, when you go to a cocktail party, you go to the mall, look around, and when you see the lateral third of a person's eyebrows that are missing, they've got the imbalance.
Oh, you had me thrown. I was trying to be at the mall and a cocktail party, and I wasn't sure why I was going there. But
oh,
okay, we're just going to look at people.
You're just going to look at their faces and see if the lateral third of their eyebrows are missing.
The outside third of the eyebrows, when that's
right,
missing. That's a classic symptom of this imbalance.
Yes, it is. And if they have a ring under their eyes, you know, where they're little kind of...
Oh, the dark circles?
Yeah, that's
also a symptom?
That's adrenal exhaustion.
I'm trying to look and see. Gary's got circles under his eyes, but they're shadows, I think. Yeah.
Tell him to quit putting makeup on.
Okay, Gary, quit
that
putting...
That could be Finley's fault, too.
Oh, Finley, or your daughter? Yeah?
No sleep.
Oh, that's right. Finley keeps him awake at night. Oh, he's got the cutest recordings now. She's starting to talk, by the way, because
She's how old now? She's what? Year and a half?
14 months.
Is it 14 months now?
Yeah, she was a year old in June.
I remember when Gary's wife had her. That's great.
Yeah. Well, he's got a recording now on his computer of Finley making animal sounds. It's like, too cute. Do you think could you play that? Could we play that on
the air? You have to play it on your show sometime.
All right. Well, let's do this. Let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors. When we come back, we've got to do current events, but let's keep Al with us. And when we come back, maybe Gary can play us a little Finley making animal sounds.
And maybe Gary can make animal sounds too.
Yeah. It's too cute. Sandy, you got to hear Finley. All right, let's put Dr. Al on hold. Let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we'll ooh and goo over Gary's little girl for a moment before we do current events. Stay with us. Animal World continues with Vet Sunday straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Canada Pet Foods is committed to providing you and your pets the highest standard of excellence for product quality, palatability, and customer satisfaction. They pride themselves on making only the highest quality all-natural pet foods using the finest ingredients available. All of their products are made the Canada way with superior quality in every bag and can, with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and they're naturally preserved. Discover for yourself and your pets the benefits of feeding Canada and Feliday all natural pet foods. Go to www.canada.com for more information.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Today's pampered pets deserve a big apology. Pets are fed the same processed foods meal after meal, which they would never eat in the wild. Research continues to prove that the more we consume processed foods, the more health suffers. Over 25 years of Dr. Wysong's research has proven that pets suffer from the same degenerative diseases plaguing their human friends. Pets don't have a choice about what is put in their bowl, and their human caretakers have been led to believe that they're doing the right thing by feeding this way. Learn more about it at www.wysong.net. Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
Made fresh each day for you. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, we're in the middle of Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. But we kind of got off, I don't know how we got on the subject of...
Got off the subject, didn't we?
Yeah, of Gary and his daughter, Finley, and of course we've got photographs house of Gary and Finley on the Animal World website. That's on the current events page. But Finley is growing up. She's 14 months old now. She's starting to talk.
Yeah, and that's great.
And proud papa. Of course, the world of technology now, you can put just about anything on a computer, I think, now. So now, are you able to hook us up here? Are we going to be able to hear her?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Okay, but, you know, Gary, hide your credit cards.
Oh.
That's the next thing that's coming with Finley, trust me.
Let's see here.
There's a dog. What does the dog say?
Oh.
Yeah.
What does the dog say?
Oh. Finley, look. What's this? That's right, cat. And dog. And fish. Can you say fish? Yeah. And what's this? That's a bunny. What does a bunny do? Yeah, that's right.
A bunny hops.
Hop, hop, hop.
Was that it?
What does a bunny do?
Hop, hop.
Oh, Finley, here's the elephant. What does the elephant say? That's right. Oh, there's a horse. What does a horse say? Yeah, yay. That's right. Oh, there's a kangaroo. Yeah, hop. Oh, this one. What's this? Owl. What does the owl say? What does the pig say? That's right. That's hard to do.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too
That's outrageous.
Cool. Oh, that's adorable.
Funny. Sounds like you guys are doing a great job parenting.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Oh, that's right. And that, of course.
It's got to be the greatest pleasure in life.
Oh, yeah.
That, of course, really is your lovely wife,
Gary,
Mary, huh?
As they get older, too, you know what? It gets better and better and better and better. It really does.
That's provided you hide the credit card, right?
Yeah, as long as you hide the credit card and hide your car keys and the whole bit. That's great.
Oh,
I raised my children myself from the time they were 4 and 7. And boy, I'll tell you what, but, you know, it's tough, but what a great parenting experience, and love them dearly.
Well, we'll have Gary call you if he needs some advice.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like we have a little animal lover though growing up there, Gary.
Yeah, we have cats next door to us and a dog across the way, and she is just in love.
Yeah.
With the dog and the cats. Yeah.
Well, you're gonna have to start, Gary. Get her some, you know, get the Gary Zoo going.
Well, yes, and of course you know.
I'll send you a pony. I'll send you all kinds of stuff.
A
you
pony.
Want to like her? You know what, hey, Gary, you know what I had in my office for many, many years? I had a Chinese pot-bellied pig.
Oh.
We call him, he's black and white. We call him Jimmy Dean.
Jimmy
and,
Dean?
Yeah. That's I went to the Harley shop and got him these great scars, red scars, to say I break for hogs. And I used to keep in my hospital, and I had grapes in the refrigerator for all the little kids that would come in and feed him. He'd go, you know, he'd oink. Good stuff.
That's a really
loved
good impression.
Dearly.
Yeah, that was a really good impression.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're good at pigs. All right, well, we need to take a time out here because we got to get current events in here before we run out of time. So, Dr. Al, we're putting you back on hold for a moment. And, Gary, let's do some current events. Going to think these noises are now made by Finley.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound like Finley?
It does. Same pitch.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. The current events. Let's see. We are, boy, since we're into September now, keep that on your calendar. The Humane Society Annual Walk for the Animals is coming up on October 4th at the University Village Shopping Center. You can check out all the details at their website, seattlehumane.org. It's a 5K scenic trail walk, and there'll be activities for pets and people. Let's see. Also in October, and I apparently have been, I had the date wrong. It is the charity golf tournament to benefit Equine Rescue Association. It will be at Cedar Crest Golf Course in Marysville on Saturday. Saturday, October 11th. Saturday, October 11th. It's a shotgun start at 1 p.m. And, of course, will benefit the Equine Rescue Association. And they need so much help right now with the cost of fuel skyrocketing. I mean, hay and grain, and the cost is just outrageous. They really need help. So please tell everybody you know that likes to golf and has a special place in their heart for horses that we really want them to sign up. Equine Rescue Association. Now, and for any of these events and details, go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, and click on Current Events, and you'll find all the details. Let's see. Rabbit Haven's first ever fundraising dinner and silent auction will be Saturday, September 20th. That's from 3 to 6:30 p.m. at the Rusty Pelican Restaurant in Wallingford. It's $35 a person. And for registration information, go to their website, www.rabbithaven.org. Now, Blessings for the Animals Day is coming up on September 14th. There will be a special event at All Pets Go to Heaven at the Heavenly Spa location. And the event is from noon to 4 p.m. This is on Sunday, September 14th. Blessings begin at 2 p.m., and you can bring your animal friend with you or a photograph if you can't bring your animal friend for the blessings. And then they're going to have all kinds of other special stuff. Learn how to keep your pet healthy, lots of booze and presentations to enjoy. And you can get more information at www.allpetsgotoheaven.com or call them at 425-222-7221. Now, they're also at Heavenly Spa, and All Pets Go to Heaven is coming up on September 20th and 21st, a pet farmers market. This should be interesting. It's going to be on Saturday and Sunday, September 20th and 21st. It's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day at Heavenly Spa location. And there's going to be all kinds of cool stuff. 425-222-7221. And, oh boy, Sandy and Gary, got any idea what time of year it is?
Fall.
No, it's actually still technically summer.
Oh, it's right. It's hard to tell.
It's Zoodoo time.
Zoodoo.
Zoodoo and bedspread. That's one of my favorite things. Zoodoo.
Zoodoo.
Zoodoo and bedspread time at Woodland Park Zoo. A pickup load will cost you up to $60 because it depends on how big a pickup load you get. Garbage can loads are $8 to $10 and bags are $4 to $6. So if you are interested, you need to send a postcard because remember there's not enough Zoodoo and bedspread to go around. So they have a lot lottery system going. And so if you want some...
Lottery for Zoodoo.
A lottery for Zoodoo. Crapalolo, send us a card. And let's see. So you send a postcard between now and September 20th. Grab for a pen and pencil here. I'll give you the address, but if you can't get there quick enough, you can get it off my website. But you send your postcard to Zoodoo, Woodland Park Zoo, 601 59th Street, Seattle, WA, 98103. That's Zoodoo, Woodland Park Zoo, 601 59th Street, Seattle, 98103. Include your name, day and evening phone numbers, and whether you want Zoodoo or bedspread. And bedspread is a composted mulch consisting of manure and the bedding. So it's a mulch. And then also tell them how much you want and when your preferred pickup time between October 4th and October 19th. Let's see. Also, remember today is Hug a Horse Day at Equine Rescue Association up in Marysville. It is from 1 to 5 p.m. this afternoon, and they've got $3 pony rides, photos and tours, refreshments, demonstrations. Easy to get to. You just go north on I-5, take the 116th Street exit, which is one exit north of the Quilceta exits. Hang a left, go west, and you will drive right to it. Because it's actually on 116th. So get on up there and see the great work that they're doing to save the horses and the kids and support them. They really, really need it. All right. Last thing on current events, just to let you know that next week is Keep help keep Kay's dream alive day on Animal World. We will be devoting the show to the memory of Kay Baxter, the founder of Sarvey Wildlife Rescue and Care Center. They're in grave danger of being able to continue their work. We want to generate some donations and get you motivated to tell their story so we can keep the wildlife rescue going. And special guests, I think Leslie will be here. You know, some of the staff from Sarvey will be here in the studio, but our featured guests, of course, will be Jeff Guidry, and Freedom the Eagle will actually be in the studio with us. So, woohoo! Can't wait for that. It was fabulous to have her here before. We'll have her again. So be here next week. Jeff and Freedom will be in the studio, and